Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Please be seated. Have you ever received a gift from a family member or a friend and not used it? And there it sits in a drawer or on a shelf. May I have some examples? You nodded your head, George. What have you received as a gift?
Well, I think I've received aftershave.
Aftershave. And he never used the aftershave. You haven't. What are other gifts you have received but not used? Or are you all perfect? Heavy earrings, and you've never worn them. A pineapple slicer.
A third garlic crusher from mom.
Anyone else? Clothes. Was it the color, the design? It was what it was. So we have all received gifts and sometimes not used them. So I received a gift called a vegetti. A vegetti is very practical, I just haven't used it. You stick a zucchini in here and you push it down and it makes zucchini spaghetti. And this is an unused recipe book for my vegetti. So someday I will use it. Or not. So we've all received gifts, and sometimes we don't use them. Today, you've received a gift that we are celebrating. You already have it. It is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Have you used the Holy Spirit? Have you used these gifts that are included in this remarkable Holy Spirit? We hear a variety of ways this gift is for us. In the first reading, we heard that the bones were very dry. And God said to the mortal, breathe. In fact, God addressed the four winds. Breathe into these bones. And they came alive. These bones became animated. One of the most basic gifts we have is the breath of life within us. Our very breath is a gift of God's Spirit. And God breathed over the whole earth, and we came alive. Creation came alive. That is a gift to not take for granted. In the second reading, we heard that the gift of the Spirit knows our weakness, knows our weaknesses, and wants to pray with us and through us and for us. The Spirit intercedes sometimes more than even our size, always on our behalf, which is what God, through Jesus, calls the Spirit today. Jesus said, I'm going to give you my Spirit, an advocate. An advocate works always on your behalf, supports you, wants the best for you, is with you. The word advocate is quite a word that Jesus chose in this final discourse for us to remember. I'm going to go now, but I'm going to give you my Spirit, And my spirit will be with you to remind you of everything I've taught you. In fact, as the Spirit reminds you, it's a way of a testimony, I would like you to testify also. That's a little scary. The word testify or to witness to Jesus Christ is a little scary. How do we do that? We sang it in the opening hymn. The wind that makes all winds blow. So we heard the power of wind. That's one of the metaphors of the Spirit. The other we know is fire. And so today we're wearing red. It's another symbol, a metaphor for the Holy Spirit. But this wind metaphor is very important for us to hold on to today. So there is this story of a little boy who was holding his kite. And he was looking up, and the kite was so high that this man walked by and said, "Little boy, what are you doing? I can't see anything up there." And he said, "My kite is up there. How do you know?" And the little boy said, "Because I can feel it." He was holding on to the string even though he could not see the kite. So sometimes we hold on even though we do not see God. We don't see the wind. We don't see God's power. We don't see grace. But we can experience this power and this peace and this love. But it's very hard to experience when we have fear. And fear is at the heart of all of our issues in this world. Think about it. Fear. We are afraid to be misunderstood. We are afraid to make a decision. We are afraid to step out. We are afraid to get hurt. We are afraid of someone we don't know. We are afraid of someone who looks dangerous. We are afraid of countries we don't understand. The entire world has issues that come from fear. And yet, in our scripture, we hear Jesus say, "Perfect love casts out fear." How do we step out? For myself, it can only happen if I believe in this power greater than anything, this Holy Spirit power. So there are times when I don't know what else to say but take over. I want to say to God, "Not my will, but yours be done." But I've always had a problem with that, because I've always heard, "But we have free will. How does this work?" I believe there is a design bigger than we can understand. This design of God's love holding us all in every moment throughout the world, in one family, in the entire creation, held in a love that's hard to understand. In fact, Jesus said, "I'm going to give you a peace the world cannot give. In fact, I'm going to give you my spirit of truth." Truth to me represents that the design has a perfection, that God knows that we are part of an unfolding spirit presence in the world. We are part of an unfolding in this world. God has given us breath. Even when we feel lifeless or dry, God has given us a spirit to pray through us when we are afraid, when we have fear, when we're not even in touch with our weakness. And God has given us, through Jesus, the Spirit. And because Jesus lives, because he lives, we live. Everyone's getting a kite today as they leave church. You are getting a gift. I encourage you to use it. Or give it to someone who will fly a kite. So I took my kite out here the other day down the steps by the fountain. It can only go so far, and so it went up, and I began talking to someone, and it came down. I am surprised with kite flying and with life, how much we have to pay attention. Let us always pay attention to what is in front of us. For the kite to go up, I actually have to let the string unravel. Sometimes in life, I need to let situations unravel. If I want to be lifted higher, there's some letting go that needs to happen. The letting go can happen in the power of the Holy Spirit. Without that power, it's scary to let go and let God be God. But with that power, we can let go the string. Let Jesus take us higher. In fact, Jesus can raise us up to be more than we thought we could be, which you'll hear at communion, sung by Paco. You raise me up to be more than I can be. Because he lives, we live. It is a gift. It is a power. Please use the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.